Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Wednesday we always dive into the world of the dairy industry with our leading man, Mr. Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. Mike, how are you doing today?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. I got blessed with some rain this last weekend. The wheat fields are starting to perk up a little bit. Corn silage is coming to an end, and cow's production is definitely on the upward trend.
I couldn't agree with you more. We love the moisture when we can receive it, and I'm loving these little cooler temperatures. Hopefully, we can get a little cooler really quickly. But, Mike, we always kick things off talking a little bit about some blocks and barrels. How did that turn out for us this week?
Well, what we saw midday Tuesday is that block cheese closed at $2.05 per pound, and that was unchanged with no lots traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.19 per pound, and that was up a penny with two lots being traded. Butter closed at $3.20 per pound, and that was up 3.25 cents with no lots being traded. A bit of a surprise on some of these prices. You know, this is off the heels of a global trade event that was not quite as optimistic as what we're seeing on the CME trade. But anyways, to finish up the CME, we saw that non-fat dry milk closed up at $1.46¾, and that was down 2 cents with no lots being traded. And then finally, dry whey closed at 43¾ cents, and that was down a half a penny with no lots being traded. So the only product that probably followed the global trade event was the non-fat dry milk at the CME. I am very surprised that butter held its own.
Well, we kind of dive into this every other so week, but I love talking a little bit about some global trade, what's happening around the world on how we're importing, exporting, and everything else in between. And we had a global trade event. Am I right, Mike?
That is correct. So what we're going to do with this global trade event is we're going to throw in some European prices with it as well. The global trade event occurs over in New Zealand and pretty much on an every 2 week basis. And it gives us a very good indication of what international prices are going to be, especially what New Zealand is selling into China. So always good for us to see. China is one of the largest customers of our dry whey product, so certainly a very good indicator for us. Skim milk powder over in New Zealand traded at $1.47 per pound, and that was down 7% off the last event, and that does compare to $1.68 that we're seeing over in the EU, and of course that $1.46 that we saw close at the CME on Tuesday. Over on the whole milk powder, it traded at $1.55 per pound, and that was down 4.5% from the last event. Cheddar cheese in New Zealand traded at $2.16, down 4% from the last event, and that cheddar does compare to the $2.50 that they're seeing at the EU and that $2.05 that we saw close on the blocks here at the CME. Butter closed over in New Zealand at $2.20, down 2.5%. And that compares to the $3.19 that we're seeing in the EU and the $3.20 that we saw the CME close at. So butter in New Zealand probably represents 5% of all of their export sales. So not a big indicator there, but certainly that dollar differential will come out there into the country somewhere. Finally, over New Zealand, we saw that lactose, the product that's used for energy supplementation into our calf ranches, as well as blending into some of our powder plants, closed at 59 cents per pound, and that was unchanged from the last event.
Well, we always talk a little bit about some class threes and fours. Mike, how did that pan out this week?
Well, class threes kind of reacted to the global trade event. Certainly didn't pay enough attention to our blocks and barrels, but they did react. We saw the October is trading at 21.73. We've got the November trading down to a 20.47. The December is trading at a 19.63. So it's been a while since we've seen December trading below that $20 mark, and certainly noted for today. We see the first quarter opening up in 2023 at January at 1965 and closing in March at 1990. We've got the second quarter Class 3 opening up in April at 1990 and moving up to 2016 by the time it gets to June. So certainly an upward trend there. I will note that most producers are seeing about $20 break-evens. It will take a significant push down in the corn prices to get below that. Going over to the Class 4 prices, we're seeing that the October is trading at $24.77. The November is trading at $23.55. We've got the December falling off to a $21.69. Going into the first quarter of 23, we're seeing it trade at $21.10 in January, down to a $20.95 in March, and then Class 4 second quarter trading pretty much an even $21 straight across.
Well, Mike, we always wrap things up talking a little bit about some dairy RPs. How did that turn out?
You know, if you've got concerns about the push down on some of these prices that you saw over in New Zealand, and especially the fall off on the skim milk powder that we saw at the CME, this might be a good time to start looking at some of the Class 4s. We'll start off with the Dairy RP Class 3. Quarter 1 was trading in 1893 for 38 cents. Quarter 2 trading 1913 for 53 cents. Quarter 3 trading a 1918 for 56 cents. Going into the Class 4, we've got quarter 1 trading a 2030 for 44 cents. Quarter 2 trading a $20.02 for 66 cents, and then quarter 3 trading $20.01 for 74 cents. Not so sure I like the Class 4 quarter 2 and quarter 3, but it might be time to start looking at that above $20 Class 4 price for quarter 1 for 44 cents. So that would be my suggestion to most producers.
Well, Mike, what can people expect next week on our dairy report?
Well, what we'll see in the dairy report is that milk production report will come out, and I know that you and I personally like to discuss that one and kind of discuss the winners and losers and hand out that coveted Golden Milk Can Award. We should also see the cold storage report come out, and that will be a very good indicator of how the economy is doing and how people are moving cheese out of storage and into the market, and whether we're going to be above or below some of the market guesses right now. So two big ones to come out with next week.
As always, Mike, thank you so much for coming out, giving us an excellent dairy report, giving us those numbers and reports that we always love to hear. Again, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure, Bryce. Thank you.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Don't forget to catch us this afternoon with the Afternoon Ag Show, talking a little bit more with some new headlines, some information, and some great interviews. So make sure you catch us from 6 to 7. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.